This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley says it is understandable that Pope Francis's criticism of sexual assault victims in Chile has caused great pain for survivors of abuse by priests. O'Malley is the Pope's top advisor on the sex abuse crisis in the church. Last week, the pontiff said victims of Chile's most notorious pedophile priest were slandering a bishop by their accusations that the bishop knew about the abuse and covered up the case. Joining us from Rome is longtime Vatican reporter John Allen. He's the editor of The Crux. John joins us through Skype. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Sharon.
You are calling the cardinal's statement remarkably candid. How so?
First of all, it is unusual for a cardinal of the Catholic Church to, in effect, chide a pope in public, and particularly a cardinal, as in the case of Cardinal O'Malley, who is considered such a close advisor and ally of Francis. Remember, O'Malley is the man Francis appointed in 2014 to head his own anti-sex abuse commission in the Vatican. He's a member of the Pope's C9 Council of Cardinal Advisors from around the world. Now, we should say that in that statement, Cardinal O'Malley also insisted that Pope Francis is sincere in his commitment to reform on the fight against sex abuse. But there is no avoiding the fact that O'Malley here effectively distanced himself from what the Pope had said in Chile. And that is something you just don't see every day.
In his statement, O'Malley also said that he could not explain the Pope's comments. Can you?
What the cardinal meant is he has not been involved in these cases in Chile, and he doesn't know the details. But there is a bishop in Chile, Bishop Juan Barros, who was appointed in 2015 by Pope Francis to a small diocese in the south of the country. That bishop is one of three bishops who are seen as allies of the country's most notorious pedophile priest, Father Fernando Caradima, and who are accused by three of Caradima's victims of knowing about their abuse in covering it up. I think the face value reading is that Pope Francis has looked into those charges. Clearly, he has concluded that those charges against Barros are false. I think he believes that Barros is being scapegoated. That is, people want his head on a platter, not because he personally did anything wrong, but because he's a symbol of a corrupt system. And what the Pope is trying, the needle he is trying to thread here is he's trying to say, on the one hand, we got to clean up our act on sex abuse, but on the other, I'm not going to sacrifice what I see as an innocent man to accomplish that.
O'Malley, while offering criticism of the Pope, definitely, you know, appeared to defend him as well. And that has led to some criticism of O'Malley. So where does that stand?
Cardinal Sean O'Malley, for many years now, has been seen as the point man, if you like, on the Catholic Church's efforts to recover from the clerical sexual abuse scandals. And his heart is very much with the victims, and that is clear in everything he says and does. At the same time, he is also a man of the church. He's a man of the institution, and he is always going to give the church and the institution the benefit of the doubt, while at the same time giving the benefit of the doubt to victims. And that is going to produce some occasional blowback from victims, but it also produces some occasional blowback from the church side, who sometimes think O'Malley is a little too bold, pushes too far, wants reforms that are too sweeping.
Is there any possibility the Pope would reveal what evidence he has to have reached the conclusions that he has about Bishop Barros?
Pope Francis has pledged from the very beginning that part of his reform of the church is a greater commitment to transparency and to accountability. More than a year ago, actually, he vowed to create a new judicial panel in the Vatican that would be empowered to investigate precisely these sorts of cover-up allegations against bishops, but it's never gotten off the ground.
The Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors that the Pope had created, you know, it got a lot of fanfare when he created it, headed by Cardinal O'Malley, but that was allowed to expire without an explanation.
Yeah, that's right. The terms of all of the members of the commission, including Cardinal O'Malley as its head, actually expired in late December, and to date, no new membership has been appointed. That, too, has been a source of frustration among many victims of abuse and reformers in the church, who wonder, you know, if, as Cardinal O'Malley said again in his statement, Pope Francis is sincere in his commitment to reform, why wouldn't keeping this commission going be a priority? I do suspect that in the wake, particularly, of this episode in Chile, that will be high on the Pope's to-do list when he gets back to the Vatican on Monday.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us this morning from Rome.
Sharon, you're very welcome.
John Allen is a longtime reporter on the Vatican. He's the editor of The Crux. This is WBUR.